They're both younger than I am. Uh-huh. But what the reason why that I cook, because I always have liked it. And I've been cooking ever since I was 9 years old.
Wow.
Because, well, my mother let me do it because I always wanted to do it. And of course, I messed up a lot of stuff, you know, and threw it out. And but that's how I learned to cook, because I liked it. I think what happens about your cooking is because you have to want to do it. Yeah. And always, and a lot of people don't care anything about doing a lot of cooking. Yeah, and you probably will never just, you know, go into all that type thing. You have to want to. And it's too many to see. It's other things that you want to do besides the cooking. And I always have liked it, and there's not hardly anything that I can't cook.
Yeah, you know a lot about it. I've learned from it.
Oh, good.
Okay. Sure enough. Let's see. My father's father is called your
grandfather.
Okay. Now, did you have any affectionate terms you called him?
No, because I didn't remember him.
Okay.
Neither one.
Did you? What? How was he referred to though by your parents?
There was one of my grandparents, my grandfather, and we called him Papa.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and his wife would be your
grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember any terms that you used for her?
Well, we didn't have a grandmother either. See, they passed away, you know, early.
Yeah. Okay. Do you remember anything that your mother or father called them?
No.
Okay. Let's see. A name that a child is known by just in that family is called it's a private family name for maybe a child.
And just for that family.
Yeah. No, nobody outside of the family may know about it.
Mm. A pet name.
Okay, this is something on wheels that you can put a baby in. And you can push it.
Oh, a buggy.
Okay, and is that the kind that has the hood coming up over it?
Well, yes. That's the way buggies usually are.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the kind where it has to sit?
Stroller.
Okay. And you'd put the baby in the carriage and go out and
push her.
Or you might say, what are you doing with the baby? You're
strolling.
Okay. Your children are your sons and
daughters.
Uh-huh. And your children are boys and
girls.
Okay. If a woman is going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Okay, can you tell me about any joking ways of saying that?
About pregnancy?
Yeah, people might say.
She's in family way. When we were in school, they said she had gotten knocked up. No, I know you've never heard that before.
I have.
Have you really? I just wondered it.
Yeah, I know.
I hated to say that.
No, and you would say that when you were in school?
Yeah. Yeah, kids would say it all the time.
Okay. It's still used sometimes.
Sure enough. I didn't know that.
Okay. Let's see. If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for is a
midwife.
Okay, and if a boy and his father have the same appearance, you would say that the boy
is just like his father.
Yeah. If a mother has looked after 3 children until they're all grown up, you'd say she has
raised 3 children.
Okay. What would you call